This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by Better Than Before, the book that I wrote about how to make or break your habits. It turns out it's not that hard to make or break a habit if you know what to do. To learn more about the book, go to GretchenRubin.com. One of the secrets of adulthood that I've learned, and I repeat this to my children all the time because I feel like I got this wrong for a very long time, is you don't have to be good at something to be good at something. And I was reminded of this secret of adulthood when I was watching the movie Sing Street with my daughters. It's a very charming movie about some boys who are forming a band. And they're forming a band, and one of them has this very cool older brother who knows a ton about music. And so the main character is saying to his older brother, we need to learn how to play. And the brother says, did the Sex Pistols know how to play? You don't need to know how to play. Who are you, Steely Dan? You need to learn how not to play. That's the trick of rock and roll. And I thought, well, what does that mean? You don't need to learn how to play. But I absolutely agree with that. And I think one of the things that tripped me up when I was a child was this belief that if I was going to be good at something, I had to be good at it. So if I wanted to be a great artist, I had to be really good at drawing. If I wanted to be a great writer, I had to be really good at writing. If I wanted to be in finance, I had to be really good at math. And what I've learned with time and experience is there are many people who are tremendously accomplished artists who are not good at drawing. There are people who are incredibly popular, successful, beloved writers who really aren't that good at writing. And there are people who have excellent careers in finance who aren't very good at math. You know, what matters is that you really want to do something. If you really want to do something, you can usually find a way. You don't have to be good at something to be good at something. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.